Hi, everyone. I'm Leslyn Keith. I'm president of the board of directors and director of research at the Lipedema Project. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have an excerpt from a presentation given by Dr. Catherine Seo at our Heart to Heart virtual event that was held on March 31, April 1 and 2, 2023. Catherine is founder and CEO of Lipedema Simplified and the Lipedema Project. She's course director for Masterclass Beyond Lipedema and a professor of psychology. She produced and directed the documentary, The Disease They Call Fat, and was one of the co-authors of the book, Lipedema, The Disease They Call Fat, An Overview for Clinicians. In this excerpt, Catherine talks about the power of community. When we collaborate with others towards a common goal, we're able to take advantage of collective intelligence, somewhat like the magic of starlings collectively taking flight.
With the last event, we put together a project that is in process. It's been going on already since November. We started right after the event. And it's really living well with lipedema. What do we know? How can we know it? It's based on what we're talking about. We're going to explore together, and then subgroups are going to form around interest, around what's important to the people in the group. The wisdom is in each one of us. We have a collective intelligence. The small reflects the whole. And we have had experts in. Dr. Carmody and I have worked with people. Siobhan has as well. And we have a community that we've been working within. And it really is a commitment process. So building this state of collaboration, everyone is an integral member of a scientific community. Not only are we healing ourselves as much as we can with a chronic disease, but we have the perspective. We know. And here's how we got here. We had 35 years of discussion and exploration. There was a pivot point where we said, there's individual, this is what we can do. There's collaboration, here's the two of us. No, the power is in the community. The power is in empowering the community. So I'm going to talk a little bit about self-selection or self-organizing systems. You know, if you're interested, come. It's an invitation. And if it calls to you, if it sparks you, if it ignites you, then that's where you come. And we set up a group process for review, additions, editing. And here we are today. We're still in process. We meet monthly. The subgroups create their own schedule when they're working on a project. It's based on three simple principles that I'm going to go over with you. The whole is made up of parts. Dr. Carmody said, small is good. All the small steps, when we put them all together, we begin to see the whole. But the parts do not equal the whole. Let me say that again. The whole is made up of parts, but the parts do not equal the whole, which is where we sometimes can get caught up. Number two, the ladder of abstraction. It's how we think. It's how we express ourselves. It's how we perceive our reality on a continuum from abstraction to concrete. And each element is important to understanding the whole. And that self-organizing system. Complex systems have order and organize. All we have to do is invite that and, you know, play with it a bit. So the whole is made up of parts. So there's a story about six blind men that describe an elephant. An elephant is a large system, if you will. And each part is very different. So it's a rope, it's a fan, it's a wall, it's a spear, it's a snake, it's a tree. So when you get them all together, you can make up what the whole is from being able to piece together the parts. The ladder of abstraction is from abstract to concrete. So what's an example of that? This becomes especially pertinent when we're doing any kind of group activity, because some of us are concrete thinkers. Some of us are abstract thinkers. We express ourselves in different ways. So this morning, I had a Braeburn apple for breakfast. I didn't, but this is an example. Just want to be clear. Braeburn apple it has an identity. It's called Braeburn apple. And a Braeburn apple is part of a larger system called apples. There's Pink Lady, and there's Macintosh, and there's Honeycrisp. And apples, all apples, are part of a category that we call fruit. And all fruit is part of produce. And we can take this even higher, because produce is all part of something we call food, which has a much bigger category, because food includes many more categories, produce and protein and meat and fish and et cetera. And so there's a way of being able to work with this, that we begin to look at the purpose of this is understanding complex systems. I know this may be a little, I'm a professor, I told you that, you know, theoretical, but I promise you, it has a purpose and it has a destination, because we're trying to figure out a complex disease. It's not simple. It's not, here's a disease entity, take a pill, get a surgery, and you'll be fine. Isn't that? We're looking to identify the complexity and simplify it. So we talked about me, you, we. Well, in a complex system, there are all these relationships that exist. An individual, a two-person relationship, partnership, collaboration, a community, which is in relationship with one another. And even that community and the individuals are in relationship with an entire world. And I'm using a starling, which is this cute little bird, as an example of how complex systems organize. So there's the mother and the baby, and there's the small community. There's a larger community, but what's so fascinating about starlings is when it's time to migrate without any kind of signal, all of a sudden, this incredible bevy of starlings will come together and form what's called mermations in order to migrate. How does this happen? Like, really, how does this happen? It's like they form these beautiful, what they call starling sky dances. It's a self-organizing system. You know, why? There's safety in numbers. They're migrating great distances. They're protection because they're in numbers and the predators don't interfere in their migration process. It's an unspoken signal. And in a sweeping motion, like almost instantaneously, there's a whoosh of wings. And I can sort of, if I were there, I would be having fun. I like to dance. This is, to me, is an incredible dance. And so it's an example of a self-organizing system. So hang in there with me for a minute, because we are self-organizing creatures. Humans do this if allowed to be empowered. It's the emergence of pattern and order in a system by internal processes rather than external constraints or forces.
Thank you, Catherine. A very fascinating and inspiring talk that you gave at our Heart to Heart event in the spring 2023. And if you enjoyed this excerpt, be sure to look out for the replays of all of the talks from our spring Heart to Heart event that will become available soon. And I'd like to give a big thank you to all of you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or here at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. You can now also follow Living Well with Lipedema on Amazon Music and get new episodes when they become available. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.